Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the special radio show with Dr. Doug Thompson. With over 25 years' experience in state-of-the-art oral health, Dr. Thompson will be talking to us about the serious connection between gum disease and most of the major killers of our time. He'll tell us about where his research has led him with respect to avoiding these silent killers. He's joining us today in this rare opportunity to call in and speak to the doctor directly. Don't miss your opportunity to ask a question of the doctor. We're inviting you to call 800-859-0957. So stay tuned and we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to 760 WJR. Welcome to the special live radio show where you can call in with your questions and talk to the doctor directly. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. We're here this afternoon talking with Dr. Doug Thompson, integrative oral health dentist from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's here with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic and the latest diagnostic systems in oral health care and the importance of the connection between the mouth and many systemic diseases. If you have a question for the doctor on the matters we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, always eager to hear about your practice because it's certainly one of a very few what I call medical dentistry practices where you're able to offer the population the opportunity to look into their mouth and pre-diagnose horrible diseases. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And thank you for the nice introduction. And it's nice to be here for the Sunday afternoon group. I really think that there's a great opportunity in dentistry for us to really not only help patients understand where they are, but there's some where they are on the spectrum of disease progression or disease identification. But there's really some amazing opportunities. You know, the science is getting better and better and the testing is getting better and better. And if dentists have an awareness, just a little bit of an awareness of oral conditions that can significantly affect systemic health, then we can do a lot for a patient. So, you know, what about a patient in their 20s or even in their early 30s that could be on their way to cognitive decline or to Alzheimer's or dementia sometime later in life? You know, we could find out, we could help them find out if they have a genetic component, if they have an oral bacterial component, and the testing options are amazing. We just need to continue to help educate dentists to get the in the population to know that it's available so they could get that screening. You never, ever want to wait until you can't remember what your car keys are for to then go and get assessed. It's going to be much, much too late, and this starts years ahead of the actual event. And, you know, those oral conditions that can contribute to that. So our job as dentists is to find out who has that problem and then take that problem off the table for them.
Dr. Thompson, I want to jump in and ask, when it comes to the genetic conditions, is this something that's tested via like a blood test, or how are you screening for a genetic history? Is this a blood draw? How does that work?
Yeah, thanks, Siobhan, and thanks for joining us this afternoon. But no question, it's a simple blood test. You know, it's a simple blood test, and you can, you know, once you know your basic labs, we have a campaign in our practice at Integrative Oral Medicine, who's sponsoring the show today, and it's called, that's my practice, and it's called Health Measurables That Matter. So Health Measurables That Matter. If you think about what could I measure in your health that makes a really big difference for you in your life, and Siobhan, one of those things is a genetic profile, just a simple genetic profile that lets us know if you have maybe an odd genetic variant of a what we call a lipoprotein or something in your blood vessel that could make your blood vessels unhealthy. If you have a certain genotype that makes you more susceptible to Alzheimer's and dementia, you'd like to know that because, you know, what you can do in your life is you can get better sleep. You can have a better lifestyle. You can do more puzzles. You can do certain things that will help ward off the ravages of those diseases. And, you know, it's funny because when I'm talking to people, yeah, I mentioned to them that, you know, when I'm talking to audiences, if I'm, I do some education on the side, and if you're talking to audiences and I tell people, you know, you look at the person sitting next to you, you know, one of the two of you is going to have Alzheimer's or dementia. And if you just look at the other person and say, oh, it's not going to be me, or it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be me because I'm so much healthier than them. Well, just relax, because I tell you what, you're going to be dealing with somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia if it's not you that has it. So none of us are escaping the ravages of this disease. And I can tell you, for anyone in our listening audience that has somebody, a loved one or somebody they care for that has this disease, it's serious.
So if you have a genetic predisposition, wouldn't you want to know? And wouldn't you want to know when you're really young? And it's unbelievably simple, and it's something that we can test for.
I think what patients and listeners need to know is that you're not going to be diagnosed or screened for Alzheimer's or even dementia by your PCP or your regular doctor, because they're there to treat you for what's ailing you today. And most of the doctors, as we know, and the healthcare systems out there to treat end-stage disease. So this is a fantastic opportunity that the screening is available, that we have the technology. But I think what's more important is what I'm stressing with your shows is that you are a medical dentist. You have the technology, you have the screening. And just to let the listeners know, there are not that many dentists out there who are doing what you do in the area of prevention, albeit I know that you have the dentistry network all across America, but I'm talking about here in the Detroit area. Finding a dentist, they need to find a dentist that specializes in prevention and does this type of screening.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I appreciate that, and I would love to see people personally, but, you know, we've also created an internet-based group of people that can help people from all over the world. So you don't have to be in Detroit, Michigan. If you wanted to get some help, we have people that we created a network of people that can work with folks through the internet. And so what a gift it is to be able to have this at your fingertips. And what you'll realize is many of the testing companies today that are peddling or, you know, basically selling lab tests are now advertising to the consumer. If you want to learn about this lab test, you can get this lab test. So I love the fact that testing is available. What we need, Anne-Marie, is some really good, thoughtful process about how to interpret the lab test results.
Right.
What does it mean for me? And where do I go for help? And that's what I want to help provide people for. I want to or provide people to. And I think we can do an amazing job. But a lot of this can be done through the internet. And you're not wrong. It's a great opportunity.
Okay, let's come back and talk some more about these tests on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show, and he is here this afternoon talking about the seriousness of undetected oral pathogens, which can be the root cause of many catastrophic diseases. If you have a question, you can call the doctor directly at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. This is your chance to call and speak directly to the doctor. We are 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Dr. Doug Thompson Medical Radio Show here on WJR. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are here this afternoon talking with Dr. Thompson, general dentist and oral health specialist in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's with us discussing the latest diagnostic methods he uses to diagnose many systemic diseases from cardiac to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, over the break, of course, we're on Facebook Live and we have a lot of Facebook listeners. But I think it was important, as we were talking about over the break, to understand that a lot of doctors don't offer these tests. They don't suggest these tests. And I think the general public relies so heavily on the general physical, thinking that, oh, if I go and see my doctor and have a physical, he's going to cover everything I need. He or she's going to find out everything that could be maybe wrong with me. But that is a fallacy. It doesn't exist. And I want to talk to you about the fact that the technologies out there, the tests are out there. Certainly some of them have been out for a while. The CIMT, the CT, cardiac scoring test, sleep apnea tests are more usable now, more user-friendly. And the Galleri blood test, obviously, that diagnoses the 50 most dangerous cancers. But, you know, we need to also let the public know, and maybe you can talk about this a little bit, that it's not going to be suggested or recommended by your PCP because it's not covered by insurance. They're not covered by insurance. And the PCP doesn't have a box to check because when he's looking in his laptop and talking to you, he's going down checking boxes and that box just isn't there. I've talked to doctors who don't even know what the CIMT is. So let's tell the listeners that it's very affordable. And Siobhan, you should weigh in on this because you've had them all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were talking about it over the break, and you know, a lot of people will think, oh, if it's not covered by insurance, it's going to be something very expensive. But the fact is, it is very affordable, you know, and to have that ability to screen for these things that you're doing in your practice, Dr. Thompson, it's amazing. Absolutely worth it.
Yeah, and you know, what I would say is I want to be really, really respectful of the pressure that's on our general average physician today. And when I say our average physician today, I'm talking about, you know, just the person who's contracted by a hospital or who has a primary care practice. The pressure on them is immense between the EMR requirements, the electronic medical record requirements and the privacy issues and, you know, just the pressure, the immense pressure on them to with the number of patients they have to treat is immense. So what you're seeing right now is you're seeing somewhat of a chasm or a differentiation in medical care today. You have doctors that are charging some small fee for their practice, which is going to give you some better access. You're going to have their mobile phone number. They're going to spend more time with you. But the average physician today is really, really stressed. So to think about walking into a general physician's office and having them be preventative or to be totally like they're going to give you a whole big, a health report about what's the future for you, that's not happening there. So it's unfortunate, but if you want that kind of predictive, risk-based disease prevention program, it's going to probably come from a dentist who charges some kind of fee or charges some kind of entry fee to their practice because they just can't do it based on insurance reimbursement alone. If they do it on insurance reimbursement, they have to see thousands of patients. They have to see them rapidly, and it's just a numbers game. So in our dental practice, you know, we have a beautiful opportunity. We have 45 minutes to an hour with patients. So I thought some years ago, what if I just learned a little bit about, you know, what I could do for people and what I could test them for and how I could help them and how I could counsel them. And I have patients that pull me aside and say things like, you know, how can I have a better conversation with my dentist than I can with my physician about overall health? And I can tell you, it's not me. It's me networking with other physicians to help patients become healthier. And I don't know what I would encourage, Siobhan, I'd really encourage our listening audience to call and ask some questions about this. I mean, this is a really interesting concept.
I'm just don't want to interrupt anybody here, but do we have a caller here? Yes.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, we do. I just saw that we had a caller come in. We have Joe on the line from Dearborn. Joe, what's your question?
Since there doesn't seem to be any cure or treatment for Alzheimer's or dementia, what's the purpose of having a test?
I got it. Joe, if you could turn your radio down, that would help us a lot.
Okay.
Just for feedback. I'd love to answer your question.
Okay.
Thank you.
There we go. That's better. Now we can hear you. Mm-hmm. So what was she asking?
Want me to repeat my question?
Yeah, I think I have it so far. So just go ahead and keep going.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Why have the test if there's nothing you can do to prevent Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, I want to be really clear that that's a misconception. We know that this disease is typically, we don't have a cure for it. I think that's what maybe the message is. But when you're talking about, Joe, preventing or delaying the onset, there's a lot you can do. So this really starts to happen for people in their 30s and 40s. And so if you can start to detect cognitive decline and, you know, one of the world experts on this, and I don't have anything to do with this particular author, but Dale Bredesen, who wrote a book called The End of Alzheimer's, I mean, he has basically a program for how you can identify who might be struggling and then what could they do to delay or prevent the onset of Alzheimer's. So I love your question because what you're basically saying is you feel like it's hopeless and this disease provides hopelessness. But that's not true because we don't have to get to this disease. But what the important part, Joe, is to know who's at risk for it, who's on that decline shift, and who could be maybe brought back to a better state of mind? And what if I could even give somebody, and maybe, Joe, you know somebody who's in cognitive decline, but what if you could give somebody even two more years of sharp memory and, you know, and good family life? I mean, we would all love that. We would all love that. So that's the idea.
Well, thanks for calling, Joe. I just wanted to weigh in on this because I think that I, you know, we want to emphasize that what your type of practice is doing, and you're certainly mostly like the concierge doctor because you're also giving out your cell phone number to your patients and staying in touch with them and spending an hour with incoming patients. But you're filling the void in medical care because these tests, these preventative tests are available. They're out there thanks to the technology that's popping up all the time. There's new tests coming out. They're not covered by insurance, but they're very inexpensive. And I always say patients are consumers and they have the right to know what's out there and to avail themselves of the testing that can certainly prolong their life and keep them away from what we're all afraid of, which is cardiac disease and heart attack.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't pretend to be or I don't proclaim to be a medical doctor. That's not what my specialty is.
A medical dentist.
Yeah. But but from a dentistry standpoint and from understanding the medical connection to dentistry, I don't think there's many people in the world that are better than I am at being versed in that. And I've spent a lot of time learning about that. And I can tell you the physicians have a lot of respect for dentistry, and I have some chapters in integrative cardiovascular medicine textbooks that are for physicians to learn about vascular disease. And I can tell you that it's very serious. And so what we're trying to do is I'm not pretending to be a medical doctor, but I can tell you I network with some of the finest medical doctors in the world that really understand this concept, and dentistry has an amazing opportunity. And when you go to your dentist, if your dentist isn't talking to you about other things other than cavities and gum disease and, you know a good smile or all on four or whatever their concepts are, then there's other opportunities out there for you. And that's what we're trying to talk about.
Yeah, it's very important for people to understand that there are few, very few practices, even within the medical arena, that specialize in prevention. And fortunately, you're one of the dental practices that specializes in the prevention of these horrible diseases. So we're going to talk about more about this on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Doug Thompson radio show, where we are talking about the importance of diagnosing and treating gum disease and how it can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can call the doctor directly at 800-859-0957. Again, that's 800-859-0957. Don't miss this chance to talk to the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Thompson radio show on 760 WJR. Welcome back to the special edition of the Dr. Thompson radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are talking to the doctor about prevention. He is a medical dentist from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and he's here today explaining the medical diagnostic model he incorporates in his clinic to screen for many of the catastrophic diseases, from cardiac disease to Alzheimer's, that through early detection can be prevented. If you have a question for the doctor, we're asking you to call in at 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, over the break, you were talking about a new patient that traveled very far to come in and see you. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I have my practice is in a suburb of Detroit, and I have patients that come from all over. One of my most interesting referrals was from a physician in Massachusetts, and I'm in Michigan, and he referred me a patient from Belgium.
My gosh.
And that was pretty nice. I mean, you know, that patient from Belgium passed a lot of dentists on their way to my office, and so it was really a nice testament to what they feel is happening. And this person, Alan, came down from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to drove down to the practice. And he said, you know, it was a pleasure seeing you and your staff on Monday. I can honestly say it was the most pleasant and informational dentist appointment I've ever experienced. Can't wait to see what the rest of my results were and what changes I can make moving forward. Thank you for all you do. And it was really a nice testament from Alan just to say, and he's a chiropractor, actually, so he understands medicine and he understands what it is that we're doing. But the idea is that we need more of this. I mean, we need more, you know, we need more dentists and we need more patients that want to have this discovery of what's happening in their life. And we need, you know, we are trying to shift the idea, trying to shift the concept of we're trying to keep more people that are well to be well. We want them to be well. And we just don't want to keep the sick people alive. That's what medicine does. It keeps sick people alive for longer time. I don't necessarily want to do that. I want to help those that are already well, be well and stay well. I mean, we're looking at increased vitality and longevity. And if we could do something early for them, what a blessing.
I mean, what is the point actually of staying alive if you have serious dementia or Alzheimer's for which there is no cure? And it's long. And I mean, I've known people who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it's a long, bad journey that not only they will be in, but their caretakers don't want to be exposed to it because it's pretty frightening. And you certainly don't want to get it because there is no cure. But being that we have these diagnostic tests available, I think it's really important that we continue to get the word out that that's what prevention is all about. Ask your doctor, find a dentist that specializes in prevention. Tell us some more about some of the other preventative tests you're doing in your practice.
Yeah, you know, when you think about how much people spend on vacations and spend on household conveniences, and they spend on things that really, you know, are fun for them, entertainment. I mean, if you just shifted some of that and moved some of your priority just to figuring out, I mean, what if you even spent or set aside, you know, $1,000 or $500? I mean, you could even do some tests. Most of these tests are between $100 and, you know, $400. One of the genetic tests that your physician can write for, the Galleri test, about $1,000. But, I mean, you could have some of these tests that are done very inexpensively, and they can be unbelievably transforming once you see the test results. And what I would say to this, Anne-Marie and Siobhan, is that this is personalized care. When you get a test result and your name's on it and you realize that you have this either predisposition or you have this condition that could make it easier for you to get a certain disease, let me tell you, that gets your attention. And so if you're wondering, well, it's not me, or I don't need to do that test, it's not that important, that's such a misunderstanding. And so the idea is find out who's who. Go and get some of this early disease detection. We can test for yeast in your mouth. We can test for bacteria in the mouth. We can test for viruses. We can help get tested for, we can help refer you to get tested to see what your vascular age and your chronological age, like how do they compare to each other. You know, I've taken 28-year-old guys and gals and sent them to a preventive cardiologist, and they find out they have the arteries of somebody in their 50s. And so if you find that out in your 20s, what could that mean for you for the future? And if I could prevent one ambulance ride for somebody, or a couple ambulance rides, because every 34 to 40 seconds someone's dying of a heart attack or a stroke, it is unnecessary. It's unnecessary, and I can tell you, if you go to a dentist with a little bit of understanding of what to do to look at that and figure that out, that could be amazing.
I'm going to jump in. I'm going to attest to that because I was one of those people. I'm in my early 30s and I tested and I had the arteries of a, you know, mid 50s year old. And that's completely unexpected because I eat healthy. I exercise. I sleep well, as far as I know, you know, so you really can't predict. Same with my husband. He has great oral hygiene and went and got a periodontal exam and had all of the markers for stuff that would have been disastrous in the long run. Yeah. And it was shocking to see it because you wouldn't ever think that that's the case. You're someone that's brushing, flossing, getting regular dental exams and had absolutely no idea.
And you know, Siobhan, is interesting. I ran a marathon in 2009. It was an international marathon. Three people died on the course that year, a 25-year-old, a 35-year-old, and a 63-year-old. And you wonder, how does that happen? You know, how does this happen? Most amateur athletes, and we're just talking about somebody like you that's really perfectly healthy, most amateur athletes, they figure, hey, if I can train for a marathon, I'm healthy. You know, I have no problems. Well, what we learned in 2011 and even before that was that it's excess whole body inflammation. Whole body inflammation. So that's basically inflammation is what triggers heart attacks and strokes. I thought it was a cholesterol disease. I mean, I thought it was something different. Yeah. It's whole body inflammation. And so when I started to learn about that, I thought, what if I could figure out somebody who's sitting in my dental chair for an hour, what if I could help them manage other areas of whole body inflammation? And that's what's turned us on to this whole incredible forest of opportunities about what we can do for people. And why? Because we started to recognize there's other things about their systemic health that we can see while they're sitting in our chair. And all we need to do is be informed on how to talk to them and how to guide them and how to coach them to get the right kind of help.
And one thing I just wanted to say before we run out of time on this segment is, I know that we talked about the Galleri blood test, which diagnoses the 50 most deadly cancers before you actually get them. And certainly we're talking about ovarian, we're talking about liver, we're talking about pancreatic, some of the horrible ones for which there is no escape. And you mentioned that it's around about 1,000, but I will say that's probably one of the more expensive ones. But the Galleri, the company that does the test in California, they'll finance it for you. So if you want to take the Galleri test and you don't have the money, you can pay it off. And then the CIMT is around about $250. And as Dr. Collender, as you know, he's a preventative specialist, and he talks about the CIMT all the time. That test costs around about $250. And Siobhan, you had it done. And that was how you were diagnosed. Here's someone that's almost vegan, runs, exercises, very, very healthy. And I know that Dr. Collender once did a test and got all of his employees to come in. And the girl that was tall and skinny and cute and good looking and exercised and a Peloton bike, she had, you know, the arteries of a 58-year-old.
Well, here's one thing that I've learned that I'm very humble about. You can never look at somebody's body type or their body architecture. And that's what I would call it, your body architecture. Look, you cannot look at somebody and look at their body architecture and determine whether they're healthy or not. As a matter of fact, you probably should be looking at people's personal metabolics. And I can tell you that there's people that are even either overweight or level one obese, and they're healthier than a thin, skinny person. And so we need to look at people's metabolics and determine who's who. Because what we've learned about this Barbie doll figure that we think is all healthy and everything's great, that's not what relates directly to health. So just because you have a Barbie doll figure doesn't mean you're healthy. I mean, that's a really big deal. And it's all about your metabolics. It's about how your engine's running, what your genetic profile is, what your environmental exposure is. It's absolutely fantastic and fascinating as far as what we can look at and what we should look at. It's not your body architecture, and it's not how much you weigh when you step on the scale that's going to determine. That helps, but that's not the end.
No, and people need to be aware of what those tests are and how easy they are to get. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show, and we are talking about oral health and disease prevention. If you have a question, you can reach out to the doctor by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that's 800-859-0957. Don't miss this chance to talk to the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show on 760 WJR. Welcome back to this last segment of this special live edition of the Dr. Thompson Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are here today talking with Dr. Thompson about his state-of-the-art clinic and his practice of prevention. This is our final segment, so if you have a question for the doctor on anything we're discussing today, please call us at 800-859-0957. You may want to know more about what these tests that Dr. Thompson is doing that will certainly help diagnose some of the very bad diseases. Dr. Thompson, talk some more about this.
Yeah, I think it's a really great opportunity for us in dentistry. And Anne-Marie, what we're really doing, we have tests available now that we could look at oral pathogens. And we were talking about it for our Facebook Live group during the break, where, you know, there's certain oral pathogens that are very predictive, or that are responsible for some, they contribute to things like colorectal cancer. And so, you know, I know we talked about the Galleri test. Some of these tests are looking already at biomarkers of disease. We're looking at risk predictors for disease. And so if you have high levels of certain oral pathogens, then I would want to get you, I'd want to eliminate your exposure to those pathogens. And we know how to do that. We do that in dentistry all the time. But I just want our listening audience to know that the research is getting to be very compelling, that if you have the wrong kind of yeast or you have the wrong kind of pathogens, oral pathogens in your mouth, it could significantly set you up for other disease entities. And that's what we want to do. And that's why we do this oral salivary diagnostic survey, you know, this very simple test that takes, it's no pain. There's no preparation other than, you know, you can't have using any kind of antimicrobial rinses that day, or you can't have your teeth cleaned within the last 6 weeks. But we can take a saliva sample. We can send it to a company, and they can tell us what's in your mouth, and it's very, very revealing.
And what do you find out when you get the results back? What's the percentage of people that show up with positive results?
Well, I have 40% of the people are fighting yeast infections in the mouth, which is very, basically, it's very revealing for me about the disease in our population. But it's also can be very surprising for people because they might have either chronic sinusitis, they might have gut health issues, they might have some kind of frequent yeast infections. They may have a correlation, whole body correlation, but they might not. They might not know. They just might not be aware. And so we do a saliva swish and spit test. We measure for bacteria and yeast. And if you have high levels of pathogenic bacteria, or if you have high levels of harmful yeast, it would be a really good idea to have a plan to mitigate that, because all of those things contribute to other systemic illnesses, other systemic diseases. So what our job is at our integrative oral medicine practice is to find out what's going on in your mouth and make sure we can reduce the risk by taking any of those things basically off the table. Like, I do not want your mouth contributing to your, in a negative way, to your overall health. And that's my responsibility as a wellness dentist, is to make sure that you don't have that, you don't have those conditions that are causing problems for you. I don't want that for you.
Okay, so when you take the saliva, you run the test, you send it to a lab, you get the results back, and we know that there's certainly a percentage of people who have really deadly pathogens in their mouth.
Sure.
Now, how do we, I don't want people to misunderstand. You can't go home and just take a mouthwash and kill it. That's not how it works.
It's a disinfection protocol. We call it a disinfection protocol, and I developed it in 2009. Mm-hmm. I've been working with it for years. We've treated hundreds of patients. And there's a very multi-step program that you have to go through. However, it's very easy. It's not hard. It's not terribly expensive. I mean, the most expensive therapy in my practice is probably $6,700. Now that we've added laser therapy, it could go up as high as $10,000, but it could be as inexpensive as $2,500 in a series of appointments. And we can mitigate the risk for patients. And I don't want to get, this is not about talking about specific fees, but just to give people some idea. I mean, you got to know if you're buying a Ferrari or a boat or a Pinto. I mean, you got to figure that out.
Right. But before you start talking about money here, because I don't want to scare people off when you throw out a figure like it could be $6,000, it could be $10,000. What you're talking about at $10,000 is the lab procedure, right?
Yeah.
But that's
laser assisted therapy.
And that's a very, it's great that you're doing
this. It's
advanced. Yeah. Very super highly advanced. It is a great resolution to getting rid of these pathogens that are deep under the gum tissue, the root of the teeth. And I mean, I'm here to tell you that I know that's state of the art stuff. So,
and we do that.
The fabulous thing about it is that people are, that they're able to avail that type of treatment, that they can get that type of treatment, and that it works, and that it's an amazing type of technology that a handful of dentists have.
Yeah, and I can tell you, in 2009, when I developed the disinfection protocol, Anne-Marie, I did it specifically without laser-assisted therapy.
Right.
I did it without laser-assisted therapy so I could prove and I could show that, you know what, you can be successful without that. So not everybody needs that. If everybody thinks that's the end all, I know the people who have that I have that laser that costs over $100,000. I mean, it's an amazing piece of equipment, but it's not necessary to be successful. It helps, but it's not necessary to be successful. So I can tell you that many people can have, that are on a budget or that have financial concerns, we can probably put something together for them that will be therapeutic, beneficial, and it will be instrumental in mitigating some of the risk for some of the ongoing health concerns they might have.
Well, I think step one is that you're basically doing the screening. So you're doing the screening from the saliva, finding out what's going on. What is the percentage of pathogens that are in the oral cavity? What is the percentage of that percentage that are deadly? And then you put them on a treatment plan where, what does it take, 2 or 3 weeks, 2 or 3 months to actually eradicate those pathogens?
Yeah, I would say that on average, if you're going to work at it, if anyone comes into our practice, regardless of their, you know, their financial wherewithal, we're looking at probably 3 to 4 months before they really can shift that around. And that's going to take a little bit of investment. But, you know, what I understand from Ashley is we have a caller. So if there's a question I could answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. Ashley, sorry.
We have Bob from Lake Orion. Bob, what's your question?
My question, this therapy, when it starts, does that affect all the teeth? And back in, you said it can affect the gut and other parts of the body from all this yeast in the mouth. And it can be as the price isn't anything for good health. I mean, but the other thing, persistent, like bad breath and stuff, would be going along with that treatment.
Yeah, Bob, what you're talking about is that there's many symptoms or signs of disease you could have, and flaring teeth, bad breath, some of these other things are no question some of the early warning signs, teeth that are longer. But Bob, to your question, yes, the mitigation or the elimination of these yeast that affect your sinus, your gut, your mouth, there's no question that they'll have other medical benefits from doing that, and it will relieve some of the symptoms. So I love the fact that you're aware of some of the things that, whether it be bad breath, if your significant other or spouse tells you that that's happening, or you have gut health issues, or you have some of these signs and symptoms of disease, yes, these are all mitigated and all the stuff goes away once it gets treated. So it's really amazing. So it's a great question. And yes, we can be very helpful on that.
Well, we've had some great calls today and certainly some great information, but unfortunately we're out of time. And that wraps it up for the Dr. Thompson Radio Show on 760 WJR, sponsored by Integrative Oral Medicine. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and again, I want to thank Dr. Thompson for talking to us today about taking charge of our health, being proactive, and avoiding the devastating results of undiagnosed oral pathogens. To learn more about the doctor's practice, you can reach him directly at 248-642-1000. Again, that's 248-642-1000, or by visiting him on the web at ioralmed.com. Again, that's ioralmed.com. Thank you also to my co-host, Siobhan Cronin, and we hope that you've enjoyed this special show and that you've become more informed about oral health and its impact on the major diseases of our time. Thank you for listening. And be well.
Opinions heard in the preceding program are those of the host and guests, and not those of Cumulus Media or WJR Radio.